And 6:06, we have a few clouds. It is muggy this morning and 76 degrees in Tulsa. We're expecting a high today of 90. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. The Tulsa Health Department spearheads an effort to help county residents adopt healthier lifestyles. Marshall Stewart this morning has her story.
The plan focuses on six priority areas: poor diet and inactivity, obesity, drug and alcohol abuse, chronic disease, tobacco use, and access to health care. Caitlin Snyder with the Health Department says the improvement plan was developed through 18 months of research into what health issues mattered most to citizens.
And that is what this community health improvement plan is based upon. It's looking at what the community considers to be the biggest health concerns facing their neighborhoods, and then it puts into plan how we're going to make improvements in each of those areas.
The plan is the result of the Pathways to Health Partnership, a group of 40 local agencies helping connect those working on the goal of healthier lifestyles for Tulsans. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
Also on the health beat this morning, the annual Medicare enrollment period is coming up. The Oklahoma Insurance Department is holding its annual summits at the OU Schusterman Center on Monday. Divisional Director Ray Walker says it will focus on the benefits and what changes are being made.
Educating them about products such as Medicare supplements or Medicare Advantage plans, and talking quite a bit about their prescription drug plans. This is an area where if a senior is diligent about reviewing their Medicare prescription drug plan every year, they can save hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars.
Now, Walker says this ensures that seniors make sure that they're on the correct plan, the one that gives them the best possible coverage. Tulsans turned out for a town hall meeting on the city's proposed sales tax extension last night. One of the issues was the funding in the nearly $1 billion proposal for bike lanes. Some in the audience felt the money could be better spent. The Tulsa City Council invites civic leaders, including Mayor Bartlett and his election challenger, Kathy Taylor, to a meeting on ways to improve the city's economic development effort. Councilor Blake Ewing chaired yesterday's meeting.
We've had all of these conversations about how to pay for things, and it's kind of a recurring theme that we have more needs than we have revenue.
The goal of the conversation was to come up with ways to enhance the city's revenue stream without increasing taxes. Well, we have a follow-up for you this morning from yesterday. Authorities in Wagner County say they have now captured both inmates who escaped from the Wagner County Jail after overpowering a guard and locking him in a cell. Sheriff Bob Colbert says the jailbreak happened about 9 o'clock Monday evening. He says 38-year-old Mickey Staggs and 25-year-old Larry Cotton took the jailer's keys after locking him up. The jailer was not seriously injured. The Mother Road is gearing up for festivities. The Route 66 International Festival will be this Thursday through Sunday in Joplin. Joplin Convention and Tourism Director Patrick Tuttle says the diehard followers gather for this festival every year.
A big part of the weekend is about preservation and history, teaching about the purpose of the route and the history of the route, and hopefully to maintain a longer life for the route.
Music and car shows will be part of the festivities. Our weather forecast: a mixture of sun and clouds today and a high of 90. It'll be partly clear tonight, 72 for a low overnight low. Tomorrow, sunny and hot with a high of 93. And on Friday, a slight risk of a thunderstorm, a very warm day with a high of 97. National Weather Service radar this morning is showing us no precipitation in northeastern Oklahoma. Now, at 610, we have a few clouds and 76 degrees. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.